Jim dashes down the path with his pup. They zip past the bushes and into the park. Len and his friend wave from up ahead. "Come on, Jim. You have to see what I got," Len calls. Len holds up a shiny red toy boat. "My dad got me this. It floats on real water." He grins so wide his eyes shut. Jim watches with his mouth open. He wishes he had something that cool. "That is nothing," Jim says. "I have the best stuff in the world back in my room." Len folds his arms. Jim's pal shakes his head. They do not buy it one bit, but Jim pushes on. "I will bring it all here, and then you will see." Back home, Jim stares into his toy boxes. A frog, a red ball, and an old board game. "That is it." He scratches his head. This will not impress Len one bit. He will have to search the rest of the house for something better. Then it hits him, and Jim jumps up. "Grandpa's plants, Gran's crafts, Dad's games. We have bunches of cool stuff." His pup thinks of tennis balls and wags its tail so hard its whole body shakes. "First stop, Grandpa's garden." Jim reaches for the biggest plant on the shelf. Grandpa grows the best ones in town. People come from all over to buy them. Jim grabs the pot and dashes past the bushes with his pup right behind him. Next, Jim finds Gran's craft basket. He grabs a bowl of wool and twine. Gran patches up so many things. She fixes torn dresses and broken toys until they are good as new. This will show Len. In the living room, Jim reaches for Dad's best board game. Dad and Pap put on their glasses and play it every weekend with their friends. If they love it this much, it must be great. Jim grins and tosses the box under his arm. Jim's sister Jill has shelves and shelves of books. Jim stretches up to grab a big stack. The top book is all about foxes. Jill has read it to him before. "Best story I have ever heard," Jim says. His pup sniffs around with a box on its head. Last stop, Mom's room. Jim swipes on some lipstick and plops a floppy hat on his head. Red high heels sit by his feet, three sizes too big. He watches himself in the mirror and grins a big grin. His pup sits nearby in a yellow scarf, looking like a tiny queen. Len and Jim's pal rush in to see the cool stuff. Len pushes the floppy hat back into the trunk. Jim's pal tosses in the plant while the pup watches them pack. "None of this stuff is yours," Len tells Jim. "Oh no!" Jim's mom rushes to her dresser. One of her perfume bottles is missing. She searches the spot where it used to sit. She marches to the doorway. "Where is my perfume?" Jim, Len, and his pal freeze. They must have missed it when they put things back. They search all of Jim's room. Jim's pal reaches under the bed. Len checks the boxes in the cupboard. Jim stretches his arms wide. "It is not here." His pup scratches at the floor behind a wooden chair, nose pressed low. Jim's pup pushes its nose under the chair and finds the bottle. It sits on the cool tiles. "Yes!" Jim reaches down and gives his pup the biggest scratches. Len and his pal clap and cheer. Jim's pup is better than all the riches in the world.